started. My name is Eddie Reich, and I'm interviewing
Don Bailey.
Okay. We're gonna go with the first question. I'm just gonna start with, how old are you in between 1965 and
1975? 1965. I would have been 67. I was 17. So, I was a junior. So, 65. I was I would have been a junior. Junior in 16. I was a junior in high school. Is that right? Junior, senior, 67, 65. Yeah. So I would have been a. Would have been a sophomore, freshman.
65.
And so what was the years?
65 through 75. So like 16
to 75. We were married in 74. So I was 25. 26.
So, where did you live during the time in that same era, so 65 to 75?
Lived at home.
South Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah.
The physical place.
Oh, yeah. So, physical place would have been South Salt Lake and Murray, and then in Salt Lake, in general, where we were married.
Well,
when we were married.
You lived on Guam during the war.
She should be answering this question.
And on your mission.
Are these the hard questions?
I don't know.
And on your
are these the easy questions? So, you know. So, at home, during school, on a mission in Arizona and California, on Guam in the service.
Okay. Were you married during that time?
One year.
Okay, 1 year in that era. Okay, did you have any kids in that time?
No.
No?
A year later.
Gotcha. Okay, when did you first learn about the war? Vietnam War.
When did I first learn about it? Probably would have been when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Paid any attention to it.
The draft came up.
Yeah.
Okay, during that time, did you know anybody who fought in the war?
Oh, yeah. Well, so that was the... during that period was when people were getting drafted. So my friends were being drafted and that sort of thing, yeah. In high school.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, like, any specific, like, stories from the draft? Like, remember any specific friends going off?
No, not specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy that convinced me to volunteer into the service with him, so... We did that, and then he went to one end of the world, and I went to the other. So that was kind of almost the last time we had any kind of major relationship.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever register for the draft?
No, everybody had to.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming you probably were, but were you ever worried about being drafted into the war?
Oh, yeah. That's why I volunteered. Is that I could either volunteer or be on that. So, and my role was as a communication specialist in the U.S. Air Reserve, and served my time there, and that was 2 years. So, see, what was it? I think there were a year of meetings, 2 years active, 2 years of meetings again, and then the final year of service was dormant. I had the option of just being on the rolls, ready to be called up, but not having to go to meetings, which is what I did.
Okay. Okay. How else did the affect you personally? Any experiences?
So at the time, there were a lot of people who were saying, "I'm not going to serve because it was not classified a war; it's classified a conflict," and as such, this was draft dodging was the big thing. Going to Canada, this was the hippie era. When was it? The Beatles came out, 1964. Something like that. So, this is right in that whole movement, kind of getting away from the kind of the traditional support of government. And that was my era, basically, sticking it to the man. Right, and that was the so to that extent, it was. It was a complete departure from anything. That was like the first major complete departure that I was aware of anyway, where there was a lot of civil unrest and disobedience and outright protesting the military, protesting government in general, government intervention, police. But the police were more respected at that time than they are now.
Okay. Is there any other anything else you had in mind that you just wanted to share about it?
About Vietnam?
Yeah, just about the war and.
So the Vietnam War was the first conflict where the United States had a view of the world and tried to impose their values on another society, kind of coming to the rescue, and the conflict of the people and the environment and all of that was militarily a huge learning curve for them. The traditional rank structure and deployment structure of the military at that time was upended as a result of the Vietnam War, and it was at the conclusion of that, actually, and part of that, that Nixon got his, was found out Watergate and all of that was kind of on the back end of when I was serving. And so while I was there, I had left Guam and served my last 6 months or so, maybe it's less than that, 3 months, probably closer to 3 months. Of deployment in Treasure Island, California, and we're in a complete stand down mode. I was anyway, militarily speaking, and so there wasn't much to do. So I watched a lot of proceedings on TV, and watching the distrust and the President of the United States at that point in time. Kind of be toppled, of sorts, was everything was just crazy. It was a crazy, crazy time. Again, by contrast, not as nuts as it is now, But at that point in time, it was off the charts. And it feels like what we're going through right now is, you know, just a fraction of the things that we felt at that time. So, if that's any.
Yeah. Okay. And that's all I've got, Chris.
It was the M16 that got its birth in Vietnam.
Do you have the right of the